Greetings in Jesus' name on this 22nd day of March, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 30 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and snowing outside. It's supposed to be turning over to rain at any moment, and we're expecting torrential rain today, which we're grateful for, because the snow will melt away, and we hope that it will melt all away, and springtime will come. Today's chapel day. I'm headed off to chapel in just a few minutes. It's the 7:40 a.m. hour making the broadcast, and I'll be preaching chapel around 8:15. Many of you that listen to the broadcast early are welcome to view in at calvaryofsanford.org on our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see the morning chapel service at the Sanford Christian Academy. I hope that you're thrilled in what God is doing in your life and how He is moving and blessing. We're so grateful to the Lord for what He is continuing to do in our midst. It's so wonderful to be a part of God's great master plan of bringing others to Christ and seeing people saved and discipled and trained and baptized. And it's just thrilling. And I'm so glad that the Lord allows us to be a part of it all. And so thank you for praying and believing God with us, that the Lord would do that only He could do in our midst. Tomorrow I'll be preaching also in a church building conference, a church growth conference, way up in Jay, Maine. And then Sunday all day long, and it's exciting to be a part of the work of God. Yesterday I spent some time in verse number 8 of Joshua chapter number 1, where the Bible says, "Then thou shalt have good success." And so there was a critical time in Joshua's life when he would have good success. It wasn't just because, but it says, "Then thou shalt have good success." There were some things that was going to happen. And yesterday on the broadcast, I spent some time talking about those things that were going to happen in Joshua's life. He says, "Then thou shalt have good success." But I want to go back a few verses previous and look what the Lord told Joshua, and I believe it will be a great encouragement to all of us that have time today to listen to the broadcast. Verse number 6 says, "Be strong and of a good courage." Those are two Bible truths that cause us to experience good success. Be strong. The Lord says to strengthen ourselves, to prevail, to harden ourselves, to be strong, to grow firm, to be resolute. Be strong. And we think about the idea of being strong. We immediately think about the physical aspect of being strong. And we have these weights. And we begin to pump iron. And we begin to lift our left hand, our right hand. And we put our arms up in the air. And we pull the cables at the gym. And we sit on these machines and we move our legs up and down, and oh my, we are strengthening our bodies. But here the Lord is teaching Joshua to be strong in Him. Not to be strong necessarily physically, though that for sure will help us along life's journey, but to be strong spiritually. Are you strong today? Are you strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus? Are you strong in Christ? Are you experiencing the strength that only comes from the Lord? Are you strong today? Oh, yes. Have you pumped the iron of the Word of God and pumped the iron of the grace of God and pumped the iron of the mercy of God? Come on, help us here. I'm telling you what we need to do is we need to be strong. And then he says here, and of good courage. Be brave, be stout, be bold, be solid, be hard. Have the state of mind which enables men to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness or without fear or depression of spirits. Woo! Oh, yes. We need to have some courage today. We need to be able to step out on the tight line of faith and say, "Thank God, I'm going to take this next step. And when I take this next step, it's going to lead to a story. And then I'm going to take another step, and here comes another story. And I'm going to take another step, and here's another story. I'm going to keep stepping for Christ. I'm going to be courageous. I'm going to launch out. I'm going to get on the lift, go way up into the tree, and shout the victory." People says, "I'm scared. I'm scared. Well, join the group of us at times that experience this fear. But if we're going to be a good success, we've got to, number one, be strong. And number two, we got to be of good courage. And here the Lord is teaching Joshua some things that he'll need, a long life's journey that will help him to be a good success. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.